Lowe's helps refresh your garden in time for Mother's Day. Right now, get 5 bags of 1.5 cubic foot Scotts Naturescapes mulch for just $10. Plus, select 1.5 gallon annuals hanging baskets make the perfect gift. Now 2 for only $15. The best garden starts with great deals. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/7. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Selena, the singer from the 1990s, is who we're talking about. Not Selena Gomez, Selena. And many know who that is. Yolanda Salvador was also a name synonymous with her. She is the one who shot and fatally killed Selena in that hotel back in 1995. Well, it has been 30 years now, and our justice system, in various cases, seems to say, well, after this amount of time, you can get out, even if you murdered somebody. And this happens to be one of those cases. Nearly 30 years later, she, Yolanda, is up for parole. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. On the surface, you look at Yolanda, you look at her time in prison and good behavior. She served her 30 years. Some say that she's been rehabilitated. And you also have the concern here, if she does get out, a lot of people are still pissed off about Selena. And will be for quite some time. Her own safety, I think, should probably be in question if she does get out. What's your thoughts on someone like this, 30 years later, being rehabilitated and given a second chance at life?
It's such an odd story because, you know, everybody has tried to ascertain what her motive was. And I don't know that that was ever very clear, still not very clear. But when you look at the facts of the case, it was premeditated, cold-blooded. She went there with a gun. They had had that enmeshed kind of unusual relationship where Yolanda had embezzled tens of thousands of dollars from her and had some kind of a strange enmeshed obsession with her. So to what extent Yolanda is actually mentally ill, I don't think that was ever clarified very well. No hint that she was psychotic, but obsessed kept coming up. And so has she had some kind of treatment which rehabilitated her in prison? I don't know of that. And 30 years is a long time. But nonetheless, for cold-blooded murder where somebody planned ahead and, you know, even after she shot her, she didn't call for help, you know, she let her die. I can certainly see life in prison being appropriate.
Yeah, I would certainly say so on something like this, where it is just as straightforward as it seems to be. Of course, she's claiming that it was accidental. She was going to commit suicide herself and the gun discharged. They looked into all that. This gun that she used did not accidentally discharge. No. The chances of it accidentally discharging, extremely slim. And there was motivation about the embezzlement that was going on before the shooting. in some ways, when we look at this all these years later, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Alec Murdaugh. It reminds me of the embezzlement that was going on there. And then when shit hit the fan and he was eventually going to be exposed, well, what do I do? What, you know, should I end my life, or maybe I should end the life of somebody else so they can't go after me, in a very clouded, messed up way of thinking where these dots will never truly connect. But in that moment, they think that they will. I'm wondering if that was part of it, of, well, maybe I can kill her, get away, and then she can never expose the financial misdeeds that I'd been doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That would certainly make sense, because otherwise the whole thing just seems so strange. It's hard to put, what was the rationale here? Mm-hmm. How did that make any sense? Other than, yeah, is this going to eliminate, in a very impulsive moment, is this going to eliminate the problem that I created?
Well, and should an impulsive moment, I guess the question will be, does that then dictate the rest of someone's life? Even if it is impulsive, does that then define where you're going to be and who you're going to be forever? And in some cases, I think it does, especially when you kill somebody. I've always been baffled by it. As a kid, you hear, oh, somebody killed somebody. Well, they'll be in jail for the rest of their life. That's what you kind of think when you know nothing
about
how
anything
works.
That's what you think, yeah.
And you start learning about, like, oh, like people go away for like 20, 30 years for murder and get back out. Mm-hmm. Kind of baffles me, extremely baffles me. It's kind of like, you kill somebody, you're done. Unless it's questionable, I get that. This is pretty straightforward. Should there ever be a time where people get out when it's this clear cut? I mean, should our system just have something more in place where we're not rehashing this nightmare for the family, the victims, the fans of Selena, to have to go and wonder, hey, is this horrible human being going to be free? It's kind of like already settled news, but now, guess what? It's back.
Yeah. People have wildly different opinions on that, you know, and I know some people, I've got a few friends that really believe in the magic of rehabilitation, which I think is a questionable concept, you know, for certain kinds of people, particularly for people who commit murder. It's questionable. Is there rehabilitation? And I guess it's a case-by-case basis. But it also bothers me that different states do it so differently. And so if you commit a murder in one state, your odds of getting out after 15 or 20 years are fairly good, where in another state, your odds of being put to death are fairly high, you know, and it's not equal justice. So this is an interesting one to look at. But yeah, I would lean toward murder. You know, you lose your right to walk free in society.
Speaking of the rehabilitation, I mean, and I'm not saying yes or no, I don't know the answer to this question, but have you seen it when someone has been rehabilitated after committing a murder like this, or something where it wasn't cold blood, it wasn't an accident, and it wasn't something where, you know, they had been abused by the person and then struck back against their abuser? Just pretty much this person was positive to you, was benefiting to you, and they ended up killing them. Have you ever witnessed a rehabilitation that you can confidently say, oh, they're going to be out and they're going to be just fine?
Confidently say, you know, one of my forensic roles was in the past trying to help determine who got out of, you know, secure mental health facilities, who had often committed murder of some sort. And I have to say, I always leaned very conservative. I don't know that I ever met anyone. I didn't have that job for a tremendous long amount of time, a couple of years. But I don't know that I ever met anybody that I said, yes, I'm going to rubber stamp, this person is ready to get out. There were cases where I worked with people who had gotten out after committing murder, but they had been clearly in a psychotic state when they committed the crime. And that's why they were in the locked forensic mental health, you know, facility, which is essentially a prison, but they got more treatment, you know, geared toward their mental health, got more psychiatric care there. Yes, I saw psychotic people who were delusional when they committed the murder. They had so much remorse. If they had not been, you know, schizophrenic, they were essentially really nice people. They never would have done it. But even in that case, they ended up in a very supervised living situation with intensive case management, having their homes inspected, often having their online, you know, activity tracked. And so it was a very tight controlled environment. When you get into somebody who's been determined through the court process to be a stone cold, cold-blooded murderer, psychopathic personality, I can't say that I have personally seen anybody get out and have success afterwards.
Well, and you have to weigh the risk too, obviously, if someone was in a schizophrenic or has been in that state, but they're medicated, they're getting therapy, they're in a better place now. Excuse me. I guess it's who's to say it's not going to happen again. If it's clear, very if it's true. Already possible in the person once, I would think the odds are there again. I feel like with some people, your odds just are not there, or it's impossible. They're never going to do something like that. But if you get into those states and you've been able to get into those states and perform these sort of things in those states, and you are remorseful, and again, you're good and all that, but again, can you ever really say they're not going to do it again if they were capable of doing it once?
That's the trick. That's the thing. And that's why I always took a very conservative stance. If there was any doubt at all, they stay in. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I don't think there was ever a case where I said, yes, this person committed murder and I'm leaning toward letting them out. There were some that I was in the position of doing their therapy and making sure that they were compliant. And one of the things about that program, this was a state of California program called the Conditional Release Program, is that at any moment, if we felt that the person was sliding back into psychosis or that they had, you know, we would have people go out and count their pills, mm-hmm. you know, are they taking them the way they're supposed to be? Are they showing up for every appointment and group meeting, you know, usually multiple times a week? If there was ever a question that they were noncompliant or that they were sliding back into a danger zone, they got locked up again. And all it would take would be one call to the police and say, come get them, take them back. And, you know, so there was that.
How efficient was that? I'm curious.
In this program, the conditional release program, it was very effective. And there were people that had been out for 20, 30, 40 years, never veered mm-hmm. off the path and really wanted to, you know, these were people that were innately good people sure. and they wanted to have a good life. And they never really had what we would consider a normal life because mm-hmm. they were under so much supervision and monitoring. But I would say California does a good job with that population okay. in that program.
So if someone was out, they were doing good, but something came up and it was questionable, their pills are off, whatever, insert something here. And I mean, how quick is how often are they being monitored? How much are they being looked into to make sure that these things are staying on track?
Usually random drug testing a couple times a month. So if they even showed dirty for marijuana, that was an immediate lockup, mm-hmm. noncompliance. They got taken in. If they missed an appointment, they got a home visit immediately. And if there was a really good excuse, like they had pneumonia, couldn't get out of bed, or they were at the emergency room, okay, that's fine. But you were looked at very, very closely. And it literally could be within, let's say, 10 minutes of a dirty drug test, they would have a call to the police to come transport them. And that was just, it was called the terms and conditions of their release. And the violation of terms and conditions, you go back.
And I think that's great. I think it's wonderful that is that strict and that it's that kept up on. But you're also saying at the same point that our government cares far more about a possible violent and dangerous criminal. And we're going to check all the or cross all the T's and dot all the I's on this person every moment of their life. But when we have innocent children out there who've done nothing, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
This guy seems like a preacher.
Yeah. Yeah. And completely different departments.
Completely different departments.
And,
but it's like, could we learn something from the other one? Like, there's more efficiency over here that seems to be able to keep up with people. Why can't you guys? Now, there's probably more children in the system than there is convicted felons
true.
Coming in and out.
True.
So I understand it's probably a numbers thing, but we can, that's again, where it's like, well, let's get more numbers in there. Let's get more people in there and let's fund this better so we can prevent these little kids from turning into those big people that we have to track then forever. But we wait till the problem happens.
Yeah. And I will say that this program was for people with a severe psychiatric disorder. Mm-hmm. And that's not most of the people on parole. And I can say parole works very differently where there's very little monitoring going on because, you know, a parole officer can just have hundreds of people on their
caseload.
So they're not. Where in this program that I worked in, you had seven people on your caseload.
Yeah.
And so you could monitor, and you know, you work full time, you're monitoring seven people. That means you're doing a lot of monitoring.
Yes.
But certainly parole officers, even when they want to do closer monitoring on people, there's not a lot of it going on.
No.
And so we do see a lot of people on parole reoffending.
And I hear the same thing from child welfare caseworkers and such. It's like they wish they could. They're so limited, and that's the resources. It's not their personal faults oftentimes.
Exactly.
But it goes back. System's broken. How do we fix it?
Yeah.
More problems. This one works over here. Let's look. I don't know. It doesn't seem that difficult. I know it is, but if some blocks could just move instead of everybody sitting there going, well, it's working, this is what we do.
Yeah, it would be nice to see, you know, before the multi-billionaires fly us all to Mars or whatever they're talking about, can you funnel a little money into our social problems here in government and come up with some solutions, because we sure need some help with it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.